Shady.
All right. Awesome. Let's get this set up. All right. Looks like we are ready to go. So, wait, I just lost us.
End anxiety and depression forever. And we got something really big for you guys, me and Katie Kavanaugh.
Okay, so here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Katie Kavanaugh and Ralph Havens here for you today. And we are going to be talking about the big changes that are coming our way and what we can do to kind of roll with the punches, because change is inevitable. And the only thing we can do is either resist it or accept it. And today we are going to be digging into how we can really accept the things that are changing when we don't want them to change. How can we make room for these changes? Because again, everything is changing. We're seeing that in our personal lives. We're seeing that in all of our relationships. We're seeing that even within ourselves, with the things that we used to like, and now all of a sudden, maybe we have changed our minds and are focusing on something different. So Ralph, I know that we were talking a little bit before we hopped on about some of the really big, exciting changes. And I'm just curious to hear your thoughts on, you know, maybe what did you do to call in some of these changes? Because I know that this is something you've been working towards for a really long time. And finally, it's almost as if everything aligned the way you need it to. But these are some really big, big transitions and big shifts that you're going through. And without giving everything away, just what are your thoughts on this manifestation process and all of these changes that are taking place within your own life?
Well, really cool, Katie, and so glad to be here. And yeah, it's been amazing. And you know what I realized, you know, I'm a healer, you're a healer. We're in our Atomic Success Secrets group. We've been helping people heal for 2 years together now in that group. And as I've been seeing more and more, it's like the key that I'm finding for myself and what's made the biggest changes is this this premise, I guess you'd call it, or a philosophy or a view of reality, that people can heal and they can get everything they want. You know, I call it the whole enchilada. Like, you want the whole enchilada, not just like part of a life. And we're all about, you and me, helping people get healed physically and mentally, emotionally, spiritually, so that they can get on their own path and do what they're here to do. You know, get on their own surfboard and take your own wave to live life the way you want to live it. And so that's been my thing. You know, my purpose seems to be over the years to do that for myself and for my clients and for our people. And what I noticed, the biggest game changer is that, you know, first back up, what I saw is like why people aren't getting what they want, their health or relationships or, you know, abundance things, success, is they're protecting themselves from something, you know, like some mental, emotional pain from the past. You know, the past can affect your present moment, and some sort of physical thing that they're protecting themselves from for their health. And so we've been all about finding what that is. But then even beyond that, or before that, the idea is like, you know, some people, you take five people with a certain kind of set of problems and stuff, and you give them the same technology, and some of them will do really, really well. And some will do kind of mixed bag of stuff, and some will still continue to fail. And it's like, well, what's the difference? And the difference isn't so much what I'm finding of what you're doing, it's who you are. And so, for example, what works for one person, like if you're outgoing and outspoken and all entrepreneurial, then, you know, some things will work for you differently than somebody that's like, perhaps not entrepreneurial. And they're not really interested in doing things in that way. So if they try to do it that way, it wouldn't work, even though it's good technology and it works for somebody else. And it seems to work with every aspect of life. It's more about who you are than what you do. Yet when you are who you are, then what you do matters. And so it's kind of a funny thing. And as I've shifted that for myself, I've noticed life has gotten much, much better. And And so that's that. That's how we've been playing. And there's a way to find out if you're on track, I guess you could say, and who you truly are, because that's a really deep thing, of course. But that's been the thing. And then the thing I want to tell people about with this, with you and me, is there's a phenomenon, I guess you could say, and it looks like we're talking and we're going back and forth and we're trying to get some ideas across, and maybe somebody has a change of thoughts or beliefs, and maybe it shifts something and they get some things to do. But there's something actually that's happening under the surface, and there's something under the surface. And I'll just leave it at that, in that the way you can notice it is, after you get off this call, if you're watching this live or watching it later, are you different? And that seems kind of weird. But if you're, for some people, that's like, they're going to click off right now. And it's like, this stuff is, what are you talking about? But for some people, it kind of starts to sound like home or true. Like there's some energetic, or, you know, Yoda would call it the force, you know, that's everywhere. The spiritual people would say it's this Holy Spirit. There's something that seems to be underneath that surface that's running this whole show. And so how we use that, you and me, is when people are watching us, they can be different simply from watching. And would you know it if you were? So I'm going to put all that out there. But the biggest game changer for me is to go more and more like, who am I? And if I'm who I am, then what am I doing? And where am I doing stuff that's not congruent with who I actually am? And then the stuff works. So I'd like to hear your version of that, because you've got your book, Pure F and Magic, and this has been your life as well, your version. Tell us your version.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of rolling with all of these changes and becoming more and more of who we are. Like, this is the energy that we're in right now. And we're starting to really feel ourselves like getting stripped away. That's like what it feels like. And the parts of us that are not helpful, the parts of us that have kept us small, have kept us, you know, hiding, they're all being stripped away right now. And I had a fabulous session with some coaches the other week about the golden shadow and really understanding the purpose of why you're here, and how that, that purpose can be clouded, can be kind of pushed down because of our fears that we have, that we've taken, you know, with us over the course of our karmic lives, and, you know, whatever we've picked up about our belief systems in this particular reality and time space. And we're starting to see, the more that we connect with these things and ask ourselves, well, who am I? And, you know, how can I move forward in a way that is congruent? We really start to see everything, people, places, things, situations that pull our attention, that pull our focus away from who we are. And so the more that we decide and we choose, and again, decide is chapter one of my book. If you don't decide that, yes, I'm going to move forward with this particular thing or being this particular way, then you're not going to find those congruent situations for yourself. So when you decide, hey, I'm going to be really focused on moving forward with my purpose, I know my purpose, I'm really clear about it. So now, where are my actions that I can take that will actually physically lead me forward? Because again, we can do all the mindset work, you know, but if we're not doing the actual body set work, and that includes releasing the stagnant or trapped energy, or balancing the energy, right? There's the energetic sense of that action and body set. But then there's also the active part of that as well, where you actually have to get up off your butt and do something. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into rolling with these changes. And it's a lot about being willing and open to face those parts of yourself that might be holding you back. And right now, we're in a very, very potent time to do this type of work. And cosmically, we're being supported by the energies of a couple planets in retrograde. We got Saturn in retrograde, and we got a Pluto transition thing going on here. And those are really, really powerful energies to tap into as far as transitioning into the next version of who you are. And it's all about, again, healing those karmic wounds, releasing and finishing those karmic contracts. That's what Saturn is all about. And then Pluto is all about destruction and creation and transformation. So what needs to be destroyed so that we can create what's next? And I think that's what we're really in right now, is we're feeling this destruction and all of the pieces are kind of scattered around. And it's like, well, what do we want to put back together? And how do we want to put it back together to move forward? So Ralph, I want to throw it back to you with all of these pieces that are kind of being scattered about. What can we do to put them together in a more cohesive way and to make them stick? I think that's where a lot of us kind of fall off the wagon. So what are your thoughts on that? And how does our work kind of how does our work become the glue to these pieces?
Yeah, well, so this is a way that I've noticed it. And it's a bit of a flip of how some people might think about it. You know, when you think of like what you want, some people are all about the money, you know, or the abundance or the lifestyle or the home, or I want this thing. And what I hear you saying, and what I see is like, to go back a little bit more and like, well, what is your purpose? Like, what are you, like you said, what are you really here to do? And who are you truly? And if you go and do that, then the effect, you know, the abundance, the health, the life, the lifestyle, what you truly want, then that happens. But if we go after the effect, like we want this stuff, we want this abundance, this money, this certain thing, then it's like, well, that's not quite the way it works. It's more like you said, get off your butt. It's like, the idea is like, how can you do more of what you're here to do that makes a difference? And then the stuff comes. The idea with us is like, well, how can we help people get more of what they want? Like, you know, our clients, how can we help them get their health truly back and get on their path to get what they truly want? What do they really, really, really want? And how do they want it delivered? And how can we do that? And so what I like to go is what can I do that can get me doing what I'm here to do in a bigger way that gets a result for somebody? And then the abundance and other things happen. So, that's a little bit of a flip, but I it kind of goes right with your purpose. And I do think it's like a lot of stuff is getting destroyed, and you can find it when you feel that spiritual dissonance or that like, you know, life is not working or this isn't right. You could just start to see where you're inconsistent or outright contradiction to what you really say you are and what you say you're all about and what you're here to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're starting to really understand that we have the ability to move forward. We're starting to see all of these new choices that are being delivered to us through all of this destruction. And there's a huge part of acceptance that I think we're starting to come into. And I think that's where our work can really be beneficial, because a lot of times, again, as you said, like we're chasing the effect. And when we're chasing the effect, that leaves us feeling empty. It doesn't fulfill us in any way. And it leaves us in this state of wanting, right? I don't have it yet. I'm in this state of lack. I'm in this state of believing perhaps that maybe I can't have it because it's not here yet, or because it's very difficult for me to get. And I think when we flip things around and really get into the whole, I have to believe it in order to see it, that's again coming back home to the self, coming back into resonance with our purpose, our why, our true understanding of who we are. And the more that we can move forward with that joy and that it's almost like a burning passion, I guess, for what it is that we do, like what really lights you up, and you know, how can you do more of that? And even when people are like, oh, you know, you can't make a living doing that. Like, how long have people told me my whole entire life that I'm not going to make money as a tap dancer? And I've had a 25-year career as a tap dancer and my own company and paid very well to do what I do. And, you know, granted, you know, it's not a $100,000 job, but it does, it serves its purpose. It pays its bills. It's a lot of fun and it lights my heart up when I do it. And those are the sort of things that when you really, no pun intended, when you tap into it, can allow all of those opportunities to do more of that, to grow. And that's how the abundance comes, right? Is just saying yes over and over to doing those things that set your heart on fire and doing them fully, being present in them and not thinking about, oh, I'm only getting paid this much money for it, or, you know, whatever it might be. But when you're in there with your open heart, fully being in the experience, being in the joy of just having that experience, then that joy, that acceptance, that graciousness for the opportunity starts growing and growing and growing, and you get more and more and more and more and more. And so you just build from there. But if you're not congruent and you're doing something and you're just like, nah, this kind of sucks, like I just have to show up and whatever, then it's not going to allow you to move forward with those feelings of satisfaction and fulfillment and to really truly get to the abundant state that you're looking for. So Ralph, I see you nodding in agreement. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's it seems, yeah, it's like we, one of the things that our friend Leslie tells me is that I say things over and over and over again. It's like, just get concise, Ralph. But it's it does feel like the same thing over and over again that we've found, you know, as you and I and our group have been searching more and more, you know, where we are now, you know, we won't be here another year from now. We farther down whatever this path is. But right now, what we've found is that the key is to be totally in the present in here and to do what you're here to do. And that's what we've been up to, and concentrate on that. And then helping people in whatever way that is for you. For some people, it'll be, you know, you're a tap dancer and a tap dancer coach and a tap dancer business and a healer. And for other people, it'll be you're a filmmaker. And other people, it'll be you've got a news show. And other people, it'll be you're running for president. So it's like, for other people, it'll be you're a teacher or a mom, or, but there's a thing that is uniquely your purpose. Like, what are you really here for? And it's based on who you really are. And the funny thing is, it's simpler than trying so hard to figure out how to, like, do, you know, model success or do it the way this other person does it or whatever. It's like it does seem to be, who are you and what are you here to do? Go do that really, really with all your heart, and then things work.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I'm hearing in the back of my mind the people who have come to me and say, I don't know my purpose, I don't know how to figure out what my purpose is. You know, I tell people, just start following your heart and go out and do things that bring you joy and see where it leads you. It's a little bit more of an in-depth thing than that. So if you want it, just, you know, give me a holler and I'll send you the actual exercise of what it is. But the more that we honor what is what we want to do, and the more that we get out there doing what we want to do and making those ripple changes, it really is forcing yourself to get out of your comfort zone sometimes. And really, that's what sparks your ability to continue to make these changes. Because a lot of us are afraid to take that first step. So how can we get through that fear of taking the first step?
Well, I think you hit on something that I think is really key. And it's like, how okay are you with how things are right now? Like, some people would be like, say you do this example. I think I will. It's kind of a powerful example, but it's like it's good. Like, you know, you've got a nice office in a nice building, and it'd be nice to have better furniture and better upholstery, and it'd be nice if you had the corner room to really look out a little higher over the view, and it'd be nice if instead of like this, you were vice president. Like, those would be like, I really, really want that. I'm really not satisfied where I'm at. It's like, okay. The other version is the door is getting hot. There's a fire outside. You're about to get burned up. if you don't get out of this this office, that office, you have a very strong desire to get the F out. Like, you have to get out. And so for, I think for some people, it's like this point in time when it's like, whatever this is not working. And this is not why I'm here. And something has got to change. Then stuff can change. If it's like, well, you know, I'd like a little of this, and it'd be nice if I had that, and but I don't want to really disrupt my life too much. And I, you know, I'm working for the devil, but at least it's the devil I know. And it's like, you know, that's just, this isn't for you. But if it's like, you know what, this is just not working. And so for some people, they're making a lot of money, but something's off. Or for some people, it's like, you know, just some other aspect of life. It's like from the outside, it's like, yeah, I'm working. Yes, everything's looking good. But it's like, no, something's not right here. That's when it's like, that's when the vehicle is no longer the car you want to be in. You need a new car, but you don't just sort of need a new car. Your car is burning up and you got to get the heck out of that car now. Even if you're picking cans up off the side of the road to make a living, you can't be doing that anymore. So that's, it seems to be one of those call to actions. It's like the Hobbit, you know, you got to leave. You got to get moving.
Yeah. And I think those moments are when the universe boots you off the cliff. And, you know, when you ask for something to change and you do the work to clear things out, and then you're getting real close to receiving it, that's when we tend to push it away. And that's when the universe smacks us in the face and says, you asked for this, here it is. And yeah. I think too, when we have that, it's like a literal fire under our ass when we're sick of our own shit and we're like, I can't do this anymore. When we're in that energy, that's when we make the decision to change. And the thing that we have to keep in mind when we get to that point is, where are we putting our energy? Are we focused still on those things that are not working? And are we telling ourselves over and over, this isn't working, this isn't working, this isn't working? Or are we taking that energy of it not working and turning it around to focus on, well, what is it that I want? And when we're focused on, well, what needs to change so that I can get to where I want to be? And when we stay focused on, I want to be here and not here, I need to figure out for myself, how do I feel about all of that? What am I willing to accept about where I am right now versus where I want to be? What do I actually need to change about the way that I'm speaking or thinking or feeling to get to where I want to be? And when we take ourselves out of that situation where we're like, this sucks, I hate this, it's not working, when we're able to lift ourselves up and say, wait a second, okay, I need to create something new because what I'm complaining about is already manifested. There's nothing I can do about this. So if I need something to change, I have to put myself on that leading edge of creation and create something new for myself. And so when we want things to change, we also have to be willing to make those changes. So we have to be willing to get out of our comfort zone and do different activities. We have to be willing to do the inner work to clear out the stuff that's fogging us or preventing us from actually taking the step to get out of our comfort zone. You know, we have to change, we have to listen to the way that we're speaking and listen to the way that we're thinking to ourselves and make some changes in the wording that we use or the tone that we use, or even just, you know, the phrases that go bouncing around in our heads over and over and over and over and over, because if they're not helpful, they're going to still continue to create things that are not helpful. So it's this ability to be aware that there is something different, right? And understanding that there is another choice that we can make to facilitate that change. And it's also being willing to say, yeah, this is not working. I can't do this anymore. So what do I need to focus on in order to be more productive or cohesive or congruent with what I am creating or what I say I want to create?
When we were off screen before, you said, really make room for change because everything is about to change. This is for, this feels like there's certain, you know, if this is speaking to you, this is speaking to you. For some, it's like, they're probably not even listening anymore. It's not the thing that, it's not bad enough, I guess you might say, or it's not like important enough right now, but whatever level you're at, if there's something, you know, there's got to be more. Like Tom Brady said it years ago when he had only won 2 Super Bowls and he was being interviewed on 60 Minutes. And they said, you know, how are you, you know, how is it being Tom Brady, you know, MVP of the Super Bowl, and you've got a Brazilian hot supermodel wife and beautiful kids. And he said, is this all there is? Like, he was like, you got to be kidding me. This, I've got to the top and this is all there is. And it's like, so it doesn't matter what level somebody is at. If this is like, something's just off, what we've got is a way to what you and I have found, Katie, is that by being truly who you are and then seeing what you're here to do, then stuff really starts to shift. And there's an energetic thing underneath the surface that that powers this whole thing, like Yoda said, the force. And that's what we're all about. And if we have a little 4-part video series, if you want to do that, but there's also just a link to just come in and be with me and Katie in our group. We have one-on-one sessions. You can, you know, talk to us about that. What I'm talking about right now is there's a way to do this with us throughout the day, throughout the week. Every week Katie is on, every week I'm on. And we do this and just go right to healing this stuff up to help people get on their own surfboard, take their own wave, or get on their own path and do what they're here to do. And so I've got the links in there for that. And just reach out to us, you know, message Katie if you see this on Rumble or wherever we put this, everywhere else. We got it, it'll be on all the different podcasts and everything. Just reach out to us and I'll make sure the contact information is there. But the links are in there.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for joining us today. And remember, change is gonna happen anyway. And it's up to us how difficult we want to make it for ourselves. So again, we have the choice to resist it, or we have the choice to ride the wave. And if you need anything as far as assistance, again, feel free to reach out to us, put what's been valuable in the comments, and we will see you again next time. So thank you so much for joining us, and we will be back soon.